Ottoman started producing and directing documentaries in 1998, despite what some say about the difficulties of breaking into the good old boys club of directing. She says that hasn't been her experience in Colorado.
I do see a lot of young women that I have worked with as production assistants and film students who are passionate about getting involved in film and are, you know, creating a career path for themselves. And I think that's wonderful. You know, it seems that there's a lot of interest, which makes me think that it's an inviting career choice for people, that either through experiences that they have had interning or in school, they feel empowered to, you know, to pursue this path into filmmaking.
Just from my outsider's perspective, it seems like one of the things that really has changed in the last decade is how fundraising works for documentaries. I mean, there's websites like Kickstarter that I understand are making it a lot easier than it's been in the past for documentary filmmakers.
It's because film has moved into a more digital format. It's much easier to do and much less expensive to do. You don't have to rely on buying 16 millimeter film and cameras and the developing costs and hugely, you know, long edit schedules and things like that. I would say still, you know, what most filmmakers probably come across is how then do you get your film shown and how do you get an audience for your film? And I think, you know, that is probably a major roadblock for a lot of people. I mean, there are many, many films that never get an audience or never get to be seen in a film festival. So there are probably tons of stories out there that have been worked on with a lot of passion and they're just sort of sitting there.
Looking at the list of films that you've directed or produced, you've had a very interesting path. You've filmed base jumpers in France. You've profiled Europe's royal families for A&E. Is there a thread that ties your work together, or do you just follow what you think is interesting?
I think the thread and what keeps me engaged are the people that you meet. It's the stories, the individual stories that you come across. I wouldn't have an opportunity in my sort of non-film life to go and spend 6 months on and off with a polygamous community. And so you're exposed to some very interesting people outside of your sort of normal life. And I find that fascinating and it keeps me very engaged in what I do.
So today you're working on a film about mass species extinction. And I understand that part of that film is going to be kind of the similar undercover filming techniques, the black ops missions that we saw in The Cove. How involved are you with that?
I'm not part of the team that's going to sort of pull off the mission, but I am intimately involved in all of the planning of it. And we're currently in production and have shot a lot of building blocks of the film and the science around the film. And a lot of the interviews have been recorded, filmed, and we're sort of really getting into the narrative part of the story at this stage.
So are there any films that you're particularly excited about seeing this coming Thursday in Boulder?
They all sound fascinating to me. One of them, Spirit Rising, is I'm a New Zealander. I grew up there. And so I'm very curious to see this story about a Maori woman. There's a story called Lunch Date, where somebody sends the younger brother to break up with a girlfriend. And I just think that's going to be a sweet, sort of heartbreaking story. But I'm very interested in watching all of them. I think there's a nice variety of films. There are a couple of documentaries in here and some nice profiles of people and some fictional stories. So I think it's going to be a nice lineup of movies.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Olivia.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
That was co-producer of The Cove and documentary filmmaker Olivia Onneman. She'll emcee a discussion about filmmaking Thursday night at the Boulder Theater during LunaFest, an event that will feature films by, for, and about women. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.